Federal and New South Wales governments have announced $33 million to improve flood evacuations in one of Australia's most heavily populated areas. The Hawkesbury Nepean catchment in Sydney's west is home to more than 100,000 people, and the population, it's expected to double by 2050. At the same time, major floods are expected to become more frequent. Chas Keys is the former Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales State Emergency Service. He's speaking here with Isabel Rowe.
Floods on the Hawkesbury can be very bad. Indeed, the Hawkesbury River from a bit upstream of Windsor, Penrith to downstream of Windsor, would be the most problematic flood environment in New South Wales in terms of the numbers of people who will be affected, the numbers of people who will be at risk of dying, the numbers of who have to evacuate when genuinely big floods happen. Nothing beats the Hawkesbury for scale of mayhem, if I can call it that.
What is it that makes it such a scale of mayhem? Why is the area so unique?
Well, it's physical geography, really. There is a choke on the river below Windsor called the Sackville Gorge, by which I mean that drainage is impeded because the river flows windingly through a gorge with hardly any floodplain on either side. What that means is it's often used, the term bathtub effect is often used. Like, you've got all these rivers coming in upstream, the Nepean, the Warragamba, the Growth, South and Eastern Creeks, all flowing into the Hawkesbury. They can be contributing more water than gets out or can get out because of this constriction in the valley, which impedes drainage. To give you an example of that, today as we speak, there being no flood on the Hawkesbury, the river at high tide on the at Windsor would be at a height of 1 metre on the gauge. In 1867, which is the worst flood recorded in European times, the river got to 19 point something metres. So imagine a six-storey building down on the edge of the river. The sixth floor is inundated.
Sydney is obviously expanding at a rapid rate and into this area. You know, what was done at the time when people were expanding and they knew that this was a floodplain, or was the extent of it not known?
I think the answer to that is that it was known as far as the bits near the river are concerned, but no one had any idea back in the 19th century of how big a flood could be. People don't necessarily have, even now, a concept of what an extreme flood in the area might look like and what it could do. And we've gone and populated the Hawkesbury Valley because we don't, as a routine, sterilise whole floodplains from residential and other forms of urban development.
So the announcement today from the government is $33 million for roads, for drainage. Is that the sort of thing that you can see that might actually fix the problem and make it more habitable for people?
I think $33 million in the scheme of things is not a lot. Without knowing the details of what's proposed there, it's not going to solve the problem. I'm not saying it's bad expenditure by any means, but it's not by itself a solution. The difficulty is that with more and more people being put in that valley, you're going to need more and more evacuation routes. So we'll need at least one more. There's a proposal called, I think it's called the Connection in that area, one more evacuation route to take account of the more and more people we're putting in there. And the government's current planning is to virtually double the residential population of the Hawkesbury between now and 2050. I think from something like 130,000 now to 250,000 in 30 years' time. Now, you can't put all those people into a floodplain, a flood-prone area, without providing for their evacuation. But that provision is not going to come cheap. It's going to come at the cost of some hundreds of millions. I would have said that we should have, ages ago, stopped putting people in harm's way. I mean, this is a lesson that we've been learning for 200-odd years now in Hawkesbury, and we still haven't learned it. And we're still putting people in there. So because of that, we are forced into catch-up type palliative spending, expensive spending too, to build evacuation capacity, which we wouldn't need if we hadn't put people in there. And if we don't do it, the risk is that we'll kill heroic numbers of people.
That's former New South Wales State Emergency Service Deputy Commissioner Chas Keys there speaking with Isabel Rowe.